exactly what happened. At some point, he kind of fainted because of low blood sugar, etc., because he's been on their diet for 9 days now, and he's very weak. So sometimes he just faints, and, you know, they manage to wake him up again. But his life is endangered right now, and nothing is moving.
I read the statement where the lawyer said only the head of state can change the situation. Is that correct?
I won't really say him because nothing is maintaining him in detention right now. Maybe he said the head of state because he knows that we have no separation of powers in Senegal. The executive, meaning the head of state, is giving all the comments to the legislative and the judiciary. And he's being imprisoned by the judiciary right now. But it's, you know, after a comment from the head of state.
But Nemfisa, in the meantime, the February 24 elections are coming. Mr. Yes. Sonko is declared to be a candidate. What happens next now?
Yes, he is. What happens next is that since the state has contested the decision saying that Mr. Sonko should run for those presidential elections, we are waiting for the next hearing in front of the court to see what they will decide. Because other than that, nothing is preventing him from participating in those elections.
Nafisa, help our listeners to understand the hunger strike that Mr. Sonko is undergoing. Explain again, why is he on hunger strike?
He is on hunger strike because there were, I believe, 6 women on hunger strike. They should be not far from 12 days of hunger strike now. They are on hunger strike because they are being jailed in very, very disastrous conditions. Next reason is that, as you know, we have over 1,000 political prisoners in Senegal. You have minors, you have students, you have pupils, you have teachers, you have everything. You have women, you have men, you have ill people. That is the second reason. The third reason is his own imprisonment. They didn't bring any proof, nothing, just to put him out of sight and reach of the population who loved him. And that's why he went on hunger strike.